Welcome to the Guys with Issues.
Yeah.
My name is James Mane. As always, I am with Russell Kealoha.
Hello, everyone.
Hey, look at that. Things have changed, I guess, since we podcasted last.
Well, I think things have changed, but we eventually want to get sponsors.
Yeah, this is true. So, if you know of anyone who wants to sponsor us, let's get this going. You know, we're back. We're podcasting. We're full go this time.
Yeah, and this today's episode may never see the light of day, but one day,
yeah,
it may. So this will be episode, and then I'll fill in the blank later on.
Boop. So there's like cult fans of TV shows that I watch.
Okay,
and then they create Instagram pages for that show, but they can't say they're the official Instagram of that page, of that official page of that show.
Okay.
So they create other stuff like deleted scenes or fan of. So maybe this episode will pop up like after we've blown up world famous and they go, hey, I have a unreleased episode.
Ooh.
Of boop.
This episode boop.
Yeah, so here it is when, you know, when they rebooted and they started podcasting again. So that'd be cool. I mean, we get that following. Maybe either this fan or that fan are the two that's, you know, they like make a page and dedicated to us.
We're definitely trying out some new equipment as well, so
yeah.
This might not work, you know. Yeah. We'll find out if it works or not.
Yeah. And in our studio, we have a parking lot. So we like our fans to drive in and park and be comfortable.
Uh-huh.
Hey, it's like a drive-in live show.
Pretty much. I mean, if you're listening, you could probably come down to this Waimalu coffee shop.
Yeah. Park
and come listen to us. Yeah. No. But if you come down and we're not here, it's probably because this episode recorded last week.
Or years ago. Yeah, we got complete with interesting folks that like to stop by and let us know that they're here.
Yeah. So, everyone who wants to know, what have you been up to? What have we been up to? Where's Chad?
Yes, where is Chad? That's going to be the question that everybody's going to ask. Chad is actually been really busy.
Yeah,
I guess we can say that. I'm trying to reveal too much because remember he was, you know, the Colombian drug lord.
Yes.
Chad Santiago. So we can't legally say too much.
Yeah. We can't say he is consulting on a new Netflix series.
Yeah, Narco Darko or something like that. Or is it Darko Narco? But yeah, Chad is alive, ladies and gentlemen.
The war on Wago.
Yes. Where is Wago? Where is Wago? Yeah. He hasn't been deported to... Actually, he should be. He should go to Africa.
They should deport him back to Kaimuki.
Kaimuki? No, Africa. Remember, his last name is like royalty, right? In one of the African countries.
That's right.
I would guess Chad. Isn't there a country named Chad?
Is that in Africa?
Is it? I thought so. But that would be weird to have. We're going to have to look that up. Chad.
Yeah. I think he's royalty in the Zamunda.
Zamunda. He is the sole heir to the throne of Zamunda. I'm looking for my son, Chad.
My son works. Yes, at the lawyer store.
Yeah, so Chad is cool. Chad has been busy. We're hoping to get him in the podcast here and there when he has time.
Yeah.
But actually, so he has also been away from stand-up comedy.
Yes.
He's taking a break. He's just so busy that it's hard to get creative when your work is just... He has so much, you know, work. He's so much to do at work. So when you're in that business mind, it's hard to get that creative mind going. So, but when he has a chance, of course, you know, the I'm sure one of the fans, you know, like Chad. So we'll get him back on. Let's see, myself, I am taking care of my parents who are elderly now, and coaching high school football.
Coach, put me in, coach.
Yeah, I actually get that. I get that every game.
Really?
Yeah, the coaches, not exactly like that, but the kids will come up and like, so coach, are we gonna sub out the next series? And I'm like, so I have to tell them, stop asking for playing time. Show me in practice that you want to play, and then I will, you know, of course, because it's the JV level, so everybody should play because it's a development age. So
what do you call them? They call you coach, do you say?
They call me coach. Well, I call them by their name.
Excuse me, player.
I could, but no, I call them by name. Otherwise,
player.
Player haters. But we have. See, that's what I'm learning. Like, the school that I'm coaching at has a lot of different commitment levels of players. So there's the ones that are there every day, work hard, buy into, you know, coach's law, whatever it says is law. And then you have those that, oh, I can't make it to practice tomorrow because I'm going to a birthday party. And it's like, it's football season, man. You know, right. It's like, and then come game day, oh, can I play? I had a kid who missed 3 practices in 1 week.
And then after they could play?
Yeah. So he was sick. Okay. And so understand. I told him, I said, you know, that's understandable. You get sick, especially that age. I mean, they're around other kids in school. You know, the germs pass around really fast. So he's sick 3 days, fine. And then the day before the game at practice, he goes, so I'm here today. Will I get playing time tomorrow? Mm-hmm. And I said, no. You will not. I mean, it's not fair to the other kids that come to practice.
Right.
Plus, it also sets the precedence that your ass has to be in practice. You know, you gotta show up. You gotta show your commitment, and then you get rewarded with playing time.
Right.
I coach the offensive line, so we do have a lot of kids that not fond of sprints or conditioning. So then
that just came with being part of the O-line.
Well,
we shouldn't run farther than 5 yards.
Well, that's true, but you still got to be able to last the whole game.
But at 5 yards at a time.
But, yeah, so, like, a lot of them will skate or, oh, my leg, I got to go to the trainer. Mm-hmm. It's like, come on, man. It's like,
I ain't going to lie. But when I reflect back to my days, I was kind of a, what did Chrissy Teigen call the president? A P-A-B.
Oh! I was like, "What did she?" And I remember the tweet. All right.
You guys Google it.
Yeah,
I'm gonna try to stay away from the cussing on here.
Yeah,
but yeah, I don't want. I look back, I'm like, yeah, there were some things I did that was like,
teenager.
Yeah,
teenagers always, you know, and I get that. So, to me, the coach's job is to try to motivate, you know. So it's funny because that's the approach I want to take. I want to motivate. I want to help develop. I want to be a mentor. But then just one thing and you just lose your shit.
Yeah, yeah.
There's times where I've snapped.
Like what? What did you do?
I just snapped. Get, like, as loud as possible. Get your ass out of here. You know, and just like, I don't normally talk like that, or especially to kids. You know, I mean, these aren't kids; they're teenagers. But you know what I mean.
They're like, coach, it's the bathroom.
Yeah. I don't care. I gotta go. Get your ass. Put your wipe it.
Wipe it and get out. Get out of here. The poo poo needs to come out.
And as I sit down, I don't hear the water. I say, wash your damn hands. Yes, I'm the coach of the bathroom.
Yeah. When you go home, wash your ass.
Yeah, but it's funny, the excuses you get. I mean, we were at the age, we both played high school football, and I remember coming up with tons of excuses of why not to do things.
Right.
But it's funny when these kids tell me these things, and I'm like, man, I know all this stuff already. I know this game. I've been there.
I wrote this playbook, kid.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, come on, man. But in my days, there was no high school athletic trainer or, right. You know, where you get hurt. It was basically the coach saying, get your ass up.
Tape it. Tape it.
Yeah.
Everything was tape. Tape yeah. it up.
Tape it up. Walk it off.
Walk it off.
Tape it up. Walk it off.
But now that you're coaching kids, because like now you hear about, like, this generation of kids are all soft. They have, you know, they've been coddled too much. Do you see that? Or do you just see teenagers, like how when you were back in the day?
I have said that. Man, this generation. I caught myself saying that. And then I remember my coaches saying that about my generation, and I'm pretty sure it, you know, it...
It's just a thing you say after 40.
Yes, I think so. I mean, you just look and you're like, you just compare it to your days. I mean, and a lot of the coaches do that. Or one coach, he brings it up all the time. In my days, if we didn't come to practice, or if we was late to practice, we would be running the hills. You know,
right.
You guys just one lap, you know. I mean, I think with when we learn more about the science of an athlete, you know, being an athlete and what, like, in my days, they say if you want to be able to run faster, train running downhill. And then maybe like 10 years later, we find out that's the worst thing you could do on your knees
right.
because of the pounding.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
Okay. I got that out of my system. Let's go.
And then just the training, everything is different. So we would get into lines and sit there and stretch out. You know, team stretch. No, they don't do that.
Really?
It's not static where we sit there and stretch our muscles. It's dynamic where they're walking and stretching.
Okay.
So it's like they do stretch the muscles. It's just that they're doing it differently where you get blood flow. Mm-hmm. So it's like...
Not like high knees and...
Well, similar, but they also do like they walk and stretch. They walk and stretch. So like... there's one where you walk and then you reach down and then you reach down towards your ankle and then it's not prison term way, but you know, but you basically stretch your hamstring. Yeah.
Grab your ankle, son. It's time for some dynamic stretching.
I'm going to stretch the dynamic out of you. We try to keep it clean, but it always goes there. But so it's everything has changed. So I think even with technology, everything is easier. So like we never had Google in high school.
Right.
Whenever something we needed to know something, it was either you didn't know it today, or you had to go look it up in an encyclopedia or ask somebody who did know.
Right.
And I think with this generation, everything is at the tip of their hand. They can find
instant gratification.
Instant. So like with that, I think it's. They don't have to work hard to find things. So a lot of things that they get, they didn't have to work hard for.
That's true. Okay.
And I think for us, our generation, you know, rewind back to the 90s when we were in high school, it was easy. What we were going through was easier than what our parents went through, where, you know, I guess in their days, they didn't have... pagers. Us, we had pagers. You know, them. They didn't have pagers. They didn't really see their friends often like we did, you know, because right. they was always doing something, I guess. I don't even know what to compare it to, but it was always easier the next generation. So, yeah, it's like maybe my dad looks at me and is like, you don't know what it's like to climb a tree and get food. You know, you guys have drive through. You know what I mean? So you guys are soft.
But I've Googled it, Dad.
Yeah.
Put up a YouTube video.
Yeah. See, that's what I see. It's like, so these kids have it easier than I had it, but I shouldn't take it out on these kids for that.
Okay.
But I okay, so now I'm saying these things because it's the right thing to say.
Right.
But when you actually get there and you do think of it, like, man, you guys got it easy. You guys are soft. This generation's soft. But it's just, you know, that's what they're brought up in. It's easier than what I went through, and I'm mad at them for having it easier than I guess. I'm guessing.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So So I do, I try to remember to connect to the kids, because if they're not interested in it, they're not going to want to do it.
How do you try and connect? You go, excuse me, player. BTS? BTS?
OMG, guys. OMG. I assimilate, okay. And I try to sound like they do.
Like, seriously? Really?
Yeah. That is so LOL, guys. Hit me up on the DM.
Yeah. Can you slip into my DMs tonight?
Oh, my IG story. I don't know what to say. I mean, but no, the kids connect on when they know when somebody cares or doesn't. There's like some coaches that they don't really talk to because the coach is always snapping at them. And I see it now. Like, I'm watching it. Like, some coaches seem like they had a bad day at work or at home.
And brought it to work. And brought it to the field.
Yep, brought it to practice and he's yelling at them for like the littlest things. And you don't see it until you see the other days when they're in a good mood, where their snapping is not as harsh. Mm. It's like, man, you're yelling at me because I drank all, or I messed up on a play that we just learned 5 minutes ago, when normally you wouldn't. You know, it's like, and so I see it as a, I guess because it's my first year, so I'm watching the coaches too, trying to learn.
Maybe he was, when the guy was working on the play, that's when he got, found his wife, you know, with the mailman or something. Wow. While he was writing that play.
So, oh, no wonder.
So it resonates now.
Like, no wonder the RPO play is called Slutty Ass Wife.
Slutty Slant to the Left.
Slutty Slant to the Left. That sounds racist as hell, dude. Shame on, that's it. That's how we need Chad here. We need the lawyer here to let us know when we've gone too far.
Yes.
But yeah, I mean, it's interesting because I was expecting to be, this being my first year, to just be a fly on the wall and absorb as much as I can, which I am. But then I got thrown into, hey, go coach this group. They need a coach. You play this position. Go ahead and see what you can teach them. But even at that, football has changed. Everything is not, you know, not the same. The blocking schemes, the blocking techniques. Whereas our days was, go get that linebacker right now. Mm-hmm. Go get him. Whereas now it's like, you have time to get to the next level. So you don't really need to fire out like how we did. Everything was like a sprint. Where you can, the technique where you don't really have to come off low anymore. You can come off high and then just grab with your hands and push. And even tackling is different. Because of the concussion, it's more of a, you wrap your arm around the waist and then you kind of alligator roll.
Yeah, you lean to the side.
Yeah, and then because when they were teaching him,
like the schoolboy roll up in wrestling.
Yeah. So it was like when they teach them, the head is no longer in front of the, so when before it was when you made the tackle, keep your helmet is in front.
The numbers.
Yeah, now it's you put your helmet behind them.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to get that concussion.
And you roll them up. Pull the tights.
Yeah. And then you pin them.
You pin them.
I hope one day I see that. And so the way I got dragged into the coaching was my daughter, really. She's a kicker for the varsity football team. She wanted to do it. I kept telling her. So I told her no because I didn't want her to get hurt. It was a no that I don't give her my blessing. But it wasn't a no, you don't do it. Because I told her, you know, you're a junior in high school now. You make your own decisions
right.
about what you want to do in the future. So don't let me stop you.
Right.
But she's actually doing pretty good. And, you know, I still tell her, like, I wish she didn't. But I'm glad that she stood up to me and said she's going to do it. Because then that shows that she really wanted to do it. So the thing that sucks is that she might not want to play soccer anymore. But she's been playing since she was six.
At least she's doing something she wants to do.
Yeah. So
that's good.
And volleyball, and she's doing volleyball primarily, and then football, which one of her videos where she kicked 50-yard warm-ups has gone, I guess, semi-viral? Or
mini-viral.
Mini-viral, like 20, almost 30,000 views.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I was like a little bit jealous being in the show business. And it's like, man, add up all my views, and it's still less than her, way less than her view. But
oh, she didn't kick in a ball.
I know. And it was windy that day, and it was behind her. But yeah, so
I invented the piano key necktie. What do you know?
Yes, and then I, hopefully, I mean, she does well. We'll see, because I think the Hawaii state record for female kickers is 44, and the national record is 48.
National record 48.
So she just has to kick it.
Oh,
in
for
the
women,
game.
For
females,
girls.
Yep, in
okay.
high school. So she just has to kick it in the game.
Right, and you have seen that she can hit that distance.
Yeah, yeah. So she has, and then she's in her first year, and she's a junior, so she'll be kicking it next year. Unfortunately, the issue with that is she plays on a team that does not score a lot. Or has scoring opportunities.
Too bad you couldn't transfer her to St. Louis.
Yeah, right? She'd break tons of records, all the PATs alone. I think if she was a kicker at the St. Louis St. Louis football team, or even Mililani football team, she would get more PATs than her current school has, you know, points, period.
Wow.
I mean, it is what it is, but next year should be good. Next year, hopefully she gets an opportunity. But yeah, I mean, that's what I've been up to. Still doing comedy here and there, just taking a break because of the football kids. Mm-hmm. Oh, which, another thing, real quick, I'm rambling on, but it's funny because the kids that, they can't handle truth.
Truth or criticism?
True criticism? Like,
that's, oh yeah, okay.
Right, you know, I mean, I guess, like, they can't handle, like, so if they ask, if they want evaluation so that they know what to work on, and I tell them, you're slow. And they're like, oh, damn, coach, why are you? I was like, I didn't make you slow. You slow, you know? I mean, what do you want me to do? Lie to you? And then you don't know what you're going around and, you know, just thinking you're fast, but you're really slow.
Is it the brutal truth they can't handle?
Yes, the brutal truth.
The brutal, like, it's so true, but not packaged in a nice way that it's hurtful.
Yes, that is
don't
exactly.
Don't hurt my feelings.
Yes, that's what they and then even, so like I tell a kid, and he'll be talking trash, and like he's the man, and he's the shit, and whatever. And I was like, dude, you don't even play. And they go, oh, damn, coach, why? I was like, well, if you look at the stats, you're not there. And so I'm not telling you something that's not happening. I'm being honest. And then he was like, yeah, but why you gotta say it like that? I was like, how do you want me to say it in French? I was like, what you want me to candy coat that for you? It's like, it's the truth. You don't play, but you're talking like you're the shit.
Yeah.
And then, you know, so tone it down, man. But a lot of them are like, another thing, okay, so I'm sorry, I'm going. The other thing that I noticed too is like, so social media generation, I say. So the coach is talking in your days. Was that Coach Geisen?
No,
Souza. Okay, so when Coach Souza talks, and same for me and Coach Say or whatever was talking, you shut your mouth, right?
Right.
And you listen.
Right.
The only thing you say is when he asks a question, yes or no question, yes, Coach.
Yes, Coach.
No, Coach. Nope. And that's it. This generation, I guess because they're used to commenting on posts, they talk all the time. So like, yeah, Coach, I agree. And I was like, what? I know, it's like, too much yapping, quiet down. And then it's like, oh, I know, yeah, coach, that's hilarious, coach. I was talking about that yesterday. It's like, no, man, quiet down. It's like, yeah, it's weird. And that's something I noticed, that these kids will comment. And I'm like, so I tell them, hey, this is not IG stories or IG live where you guys can just spit up whatever you guys is in your head. You just gotta have a filter. Shut your mouth. And then you go again, and then same thing. It's like, damn it, shut up. And then that's when I lose it, I guess. Get out of here. Yeah. You're blocked. You are blocked.
You're blocked.
Turn comments off.
Comments have been disabled.
Yes. Yeah, it's so weird. It's like they have to say it. Like they can't hold it in. It's so weird. But yeah, that's what I've been up to. How about yourself, sir?
I know it's super generic, but just work, and I think I had sex like one more time, but I had another kid, so.
That's the sex receipt.
Yes. Yeah.
Two times.
Evidence, at least two times.
At least.
At least.
Yeah. So it's been a long time for me because my receipt's 16 years old. At least yours is more recent. Because I don't have young kids. I have recent receipts. My receipt is old, man. It's barely have any ink left on it. No way, dude. That's huge.
And he is huge. Another boy. So two boys.
So the younger one's going to be bigger than the...
I think so. The younger one's going to be the lineman.
Oh, sweet. Maybe I'll still be coaching then.
Yeah.
Maybe like, you got it easy. I know because I watched you grow up.
I watched your ass.
Well, you've been getting in shape, though. I do see a difference in your face. That's usually the first place you see it. Your face looks slimmer.
It's funny. You're the only one who says that, and every time you say it, it just sounds weird to me.
What?
I don't know.
Oh, I see in your face, son. I'll be watching your face. That lets you know I'm not checking out your body.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not in this for your body, man. I'm looking at your face.
I think it's because I use the term your face when I want to, like, when people say dumb stuff to me. Or somebody asks me, hey, do you want a burrito? And I'm like, your face is a burrito.
See? So that's what you say. You're working out. See? Your face is working out.
I can tell.
Yeah. Well, I guess everything melts downward, so when you sweat, it comes from up here. And then
is that what happens, you think?
I don't know. And the heat travels upward, so your face gets the most heat, so it sweats the most.
I mean, the way you explain it, it makes sense. But I don't think that's how it works.
That's my coaching strategy. The way I say it, it sounds like it makes sense. But it really doesn't. There's no science behind anything I tell you.
Just listen to what I say.
It's basically like a religion. It's like, whatever I say, it's like, man, that sounds right. But you can't prove anything, sir.
So I've been doing this. It's called the 75 Heart Challenge. You guys can look it up. All two of you who are listening to this.
Yeah. You and you.
Yeah. So for 75 days... you got to do five things. I always forget these five things, so let me go real quick. You got to read a nonfiction book, 10 pages every day. That's one. You have to have a diet, any diet, as long as it's a strict diet. You have to drink a gallon of water, progress pictures every day, and you have to work out twice a day, 45 minutes. One of them has to be outside.
Oh.
You have to do it for 75 days.
Oh, no wonder you post a lot of the... That's what I was wondering. Like, man, he's posting a lot now. It's because of that.
Yeah.
Because you usually don't post that many.
No, I'm just posting progress pics and, like,
and updates. I do see you posting stuff where you're walking outside.
Yeah.
Which is cool because you get to take your kids outside, too.
Yeah. It keeps me accountable. So I'm like, okay, this is what happening. To kind of take notes on the day. Mm-hmm. And then on the IG, the community for 75 Heart is really good.
Oh, supportive.
They're very supportive, very helpful, encouraging. Some of them have slipped into my DMs.
Oh. Slip into your DM, your face? Oh, your face is a DM slipping.
Face is a DM I slip into. But, yeah, and, they've been real supportive, kind of encouraging me. Starting to see some results, so that's good. And I have about 40 something more days as of this recording. So 75 days, then I'm going to eat fucking pie, ice cream for like 3 days, I think,
and then go right back to 75, another 75 day challenge.
It's actually it's a 30 day challenge. So it's a next, there's like different levels of this challenge.
Oh, damn. So, like, hopefully it doesn't happen, then you lose all the weight that you've lost already. All
right.
And in the 3 days that you took off, you gain more than...
I hope not. That's good. It's actually a really good challenge. I think that I just needed some direction about 30-something days ago before I went on vacation. You know, I kind of was at a weird standstill crossroad of what I wanted to do in my life, so... This is a nice start getting things in the right direction. It's not supposed to be a physical challenge. It's more of a mental challenge.
It seems that. Because
the product is that yeah, well, you'll get it. If you do it right, you'll get in shape.
Well, also with like discipline itself. I mean,
yeah, getting my head right and being disciplined is freaking huge, man. Like, my mind knows how to trick me out of shit, but it's been really good so far. So,
what isn't it like a certain amount of? Is it like 30 days if you do everything? If you do something for 30 days, it becomes.
They say it becomes a habit.
Right.
But I figure maybe 75 days should do it. Should turn things into a habit. There are some things, especially like the dieting portion, that I never thought it would last this long.
Wow.
Doing. I have some other people with that. I have one other person I'm doing the challenge with. So we've both been encouraging each other, and she's been doing a great job.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. You know, she's been dealing with a lot of struggles, and it's, but she's been pushing past it, and it's freaking amazing. So it keeps me going. Yeah.
I think it'll be difficult for me. Like you said, the diet part. That's probably gonna be
You just put a barrier right there.
Well, what beats is I'm learning about myself. What beats hunger for me is laziness. I'm more lazy than I am hungry. So, like, I remember times where you've went on, where you've done a 24-hour fast. I've done that. Not because the fasting part. It's because I was too lazy to get out of bed. And this day, nobody bothered me, and I just stayed in bed.
And that was just a nice way of saying I was fasting.
Yeah. So I was like, wow, I didn't eat for 24 hours. I fasted. I did it.
Time to go make it up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Believe that. I did first and second lunch after that. But, yeah, I was just tripping out.
So I've been fasting for...
Oh, even with this?
That is the diet I'm doing.
Oh, cool.
I'm doing 16-hour fast with an 8-hour eating window. Past couple of days, I went 20 hours with a 4-hour eating window. But if you're lifting weights, it doesn't really work for me. If I'm just walking and running, I can do it. But 8-hour window, I can build up enough energy, and I can push through it. But 4 hours is a little rough. Also, 4 hours I can't really eat with my family.
Oh, the window.
Yeah, it's and important to, you know, share a meal with your family.
Yeah, I agree.
So. Yeah, a 4-hour window, I couldn't do anything. So I dropped it back down to 8 so I could hang out with them.
Oh.
It's important. I think now, hanging out with my family is important to me. No, it wasn't that it wasn't back then.
I was going
to
say now? It's just more. So before it was like, you're just a bunch of babies.
Yeah. You're right. Soft.
I know. You got it easy. You get carried around. When I was your age, I was walking.
I was walking already. I had 2 jobs.
Well, now you're sounding Jamaican.
Hey.
Hey, man. When I was your age, I had 2 jobs.
2 jobs and on the bobsled team. Hear me now.
Bumbaclot, rude boy. No, that's good, man. I commend you for that. And I follow your Instagram, and I see your progress. I'm like, damn.
Oh, at Big RK on Instagram. ARE KAY.
It took, you know, it's funny. It took me a while to figure out. Like, when you changed it, I didn't get it that it was RK, your initials.
Yes.
I just thought, I was like, RK. Okay, whatever.
RK?
No, I knew it said RK,
yeah.
But I didn't realize their initials until maybe recent, like, I was like, oh, RK, Russell Kealoha. So even though I write jokes for a living, I catch on slow.
So, you can follow me on there, on Instagram.
So, and slip into his DM, your yes. face.
Slip your face in my DM.
Oh, nice.
Getting back to football season. It is NFL season started. College football season has started.
Yes.
Let's make our quick predictions. College football.
For national championships?
Yes.
Or, whoa, that's going to be,
I think it's going to be Clemson, Alabama again?
I don't know. Alabama's defense isn't as strong as they were last year. And last year when they faced Clemson, they got destroyed. So, the offense is stronger, though. If it is, it's going to be a shootout. Clemson, I don't know. Maybe they might slip up somewhere.
They kind of lost a lot of players to the draft.
Yeah. The quarterback is there, and, you know, I guess It's tough to say before the season. Mid-season, I would probably have a better prediction.
Mm. Well, we'll come back to that.
Obviously. Then. But, yeah, I'm going to say Alabama.
Okay.
Because they got revenge on the mind, too.
Yeah.
And they have, like, they probably have the best receiving core in the nation.
I'm going to go out on a limb. Notre Dame.
Notre Dame. Interesting.
All right. What about NFL?
NFL, yikes. I'm going to go, well, actually, no. I guess because I always think Hart first, and Hart is always 49ers, but I don't think they're going to do it. I think it's going to be the Patriots, and it's not because of Tom Brady this time. It's going to be because of their defense.
I'm hearing their defense is pretty good.
Their DBs are amazing.
Yeah?
They blanket. The Steelers couldn't do anything. I don't know. Like, again, it's hard to say just off of the first game or even preseason predictions, but because we don't get to see, like, the expert analysts or analysts, they get to see the practices where we don't. So going off the first game, I think Patriots, man.
Do you think Belichick is GOAT? Yes or no?
I have to say yes because the proof is in the pudding. I mean, the guy has, what, six rings?
Six rings, fighting for seven.
Yeah, I mean, and he still has his program, team, club, whatever, is on lockdown. Yeah. I mean,
he loses players, new players come in, and they just fit yeah. right in.
Like, I honestly believe if maybe Bill Walsh had longer time at the Niners,
yeah.
probably would have been similar.
You know, Brady's not even one of the highest paid quarterbacks. So.
Yeah, but that's Belichick right there. So Kraft is lucky. That could have happened at the Browns. How about that?
Yeah. So, and I don't like Brady, but I will admit that he is GOAT right now. He is the GOAT.
I gotta agree with you. Even though
I don't like him.
I'm a Montana guy. I mean the guy is doing it.
The guy's 40 something, man, yeah. and he won. He's made comebacks in Super Bowls. And he's won, you know.
Yeah. And you know what it is? I think it's some guys when they're down, then they try to hit the home run. It's like, no, just play sound, small ball.
And he got dad bod.
He got dad bod?
He's not as ripped as.
Well, yeah, make, yeah, know? He's in his 40s.
Yeah, you see him without a shirt. You're like, okay, he looks like, you know, Chad.
Not something you would find on my search engine, but
yeah.
Looking up Tom Brady's bod.
Yeah, look it up in incognito mode.
Well, because, and then that goes to show that it's 90% mental, see? So that, because that's what it is. A majority of his stuff, I'm sure if they do the stats, whatever, a lot of his things is check down, mm-hmm. check down passes. And I think that's what it is. Football is not a fast game in strategy-wise where you have to chip away at it as the game goes on. Sure, you'll get a touchdown here and there, field goal here and there, but check down, check down, check down, and then eventually, you know, you send it down because you got the defense sucked in.
I think they got a good culture there. Mm. So I think, man, it's a winning culture. I don't like them at all, but they're doing something right. Go Raiders, go Raiders. Raiders versus Rams, Super Bowl.
Raiders versus Rams, I'm sorry. I got to go with the Rams. Well, I mean, they're the defending NFC champs. I mean, we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But. That's right. UH?
Oh, UH got a wake-up call yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Washington said, hey, you beat up two Pac-12 teams. Thank you for being at the two bottom of the 12. You know, we're better than them, right?
Thank you for beating 11 and 12.
Yeah. Plus, they're playing away. I mean, Hawaii's always struggled playing away. And
they're the number one in the Pac-12? UW?
I think they are because Oregon had a loss. Yeah,
no, UW has a loss, too.
Oh, they did?
Oregon lost?
I think USC is, right?
USC lost to BYU.
Oh, they lost yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I watched it. It was tied all the way, yeah. And then I stopped.
I had to go
do this thing for my
daughter's
team.
And then all the Mormons charged the field like they're reenacting the taking of Utah.
Taking of Utah. So they got all the Native Americans out of there, and they claimed it. They claimed it for their lord that was born 2 days ago before they stormed Utah.
Sorry, Mormons.
Yeah.
We're just joking.
Yeah.
I'm just joking.
It is a real religion. No, it is. It is.
John Smith.
But no, I mean, oh, I didn't know that they pulled it off. That's good.
Yep.
You sleep on a team and that team beats you. Anything can happen, man.
So it looks like UH is going to get a new Aloha Stadium.
I don't know about the plans, though, for it. I think...
You see, like, there's going to be a hotel. Why is there a hotel in
Halava? I know. Why? In Halava. So they definitely have to switch location. I mean, putting a hotel in Halava, that's getting robbed every other day.
Yeah. We'll post a link somewhere, but if you see the designs for the new Aloha Stadium, I think it's supposed to be, like, shops and a hotel.
They're trying to, I guess...
Gentrify.
Make money, off of the stadium when nobody's there.
I feel like there's some places that just shouldn't be gentrified, and Halava, I think, is one of them.
Yeah. So it's like you're in their hotel, and then, how they put Ocean View, Housing View, you get to see where...
Housing View.
The Housing View, or... And because there is no view, really, at that stadium. I mean, where are you going to look at... The ships in Pearl Harbor, the Arizona Memorial, or Crips gangbanging. what are those? There's SOS out in the harbor, emergency, and then SOS Sons of Samoa, Crip gang over there on the other side. So which view are you paying for?
Which view do you want?
I know. So like, if you get the Pearl Harbor ocean view, it's like $200 more. But for like... They pay you $50 to take the Crip view. Say, like, oh, on your side of the hotel, you can hang. Oh, their bar is like actually outside in a cul-de-sac or a dead end, and it's just a gang just there with 40s, and you just go like, hey guys,
they pay you to stay over there, and they got some hidden hotel costs where you get robbed.
Is there any stadiums that have hotels?
I'm sure there are like maybe hotels nearby.
That's what I mean. What? But how do you have a... I mean, that'd be convenient. If you, let's say you go to the Raiders stadium in Vegas.
Right.
And then you watch the game and you stay there too. That'd be really cool, I guess, for a fan. But Hawaii has no pro team.
It's true. Well, the college team is the pro team.
But they don't... And then Halava is not near the campus.
That is true.
So you don't get the real experience because the team's never around.
Right.
Because they don't even practice there.
They probably should have put one more out west. You know, we need another school here.
Like Hawaii State?
Like Hawaii Tech.
Ooh, Hawaii Tech. Yeah.
Hawaii Tech University. With a football team.
I would be into that. Because then...
A private school. Private college school.
Yeah, because then the UH is State, yeah?
Yeah.
That would be cool. I'd be down. Who would you cheer for?
Hawaii Tech.
We should create it.
Starting the Kickstarter.
Yeah.
The GoFundMe is coming up soon, guys.
So we're going to create our own university.
HTU.
HTU. Or, wait, UHT? No. Mm-hmm.
UTI?
UTI. Oh, no. I'm going to come up with our own school name. What would our...
What our mascot be?
Yeah, our nickname.
I don't know. I'd have to think about that.
Something that has to do with, I guess, something current. Like, we can't do, like, lions, tigers. They don't have that in Hawaii. You know?
If you guys have any suggestions, all two of you listening to this, yeah, let us know. Hit us up.
Yeah.
We want to know your ideas.
Hawaii Tech U.
Yeah. So that's it for Aloha Stadium, right?
I think it's, yeah. I mean
they got to rebuild it.
I think they should build it on the campus or near the campus so that you get the students to come out. They can just walk over.
Huh? Rail. That's just the rail.
Move it over, or not the rail, but find someplace near the campus. Make it smaller. 35,000. Don't make it like how the Aloha Stadium is. It's a lot of space not being used, like the right. corners. Make it like just the end, the sidelines, and then maybe like a U shape, you know? But I think it'd be a mistake to put it to keep it here and then add a freaking hotel.
Mm-hmm. No-tell hotel. No of hotel. Halava.
Yeah. Oh, Halava Hotel. Halava Hilton.
Yeah, Hilton Halava. Shit. For those of you who live in the mainland, how do you best describe Halava?
It's the Watts of Hawaii. I mean, because it's Watts is all low rise, right? I mean, you can't say like Marcy,
right?
Or you know, because those are like the. I guess that would be like KPT. So I would say it's the Watts of Hawaii.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, I guess that's it.
Yeah,
that's a wrap this week.
This is the episode.
Boop,
and you've been blessed.
Yeah,
you've been blessed to listen to it. And then, you know, one thing. Cool about working with, I guess, one of my concerns with working with the youth is bullying.
Yes.
So I do talk to the kids. The IL High School, where I'm coaching, does have a program called Boys to Men.
A, B, C, B, B, D.
Not that Boys to Men. Not that Boys to Men. But, yeah. So basically, it's geared towards teaching the kids, the boys. Wait, one of our fans is like, hey! So,
machete.
Somebody's bullying our audio.
There you go.
So, like, it's geared towards teaching the young men. And this is, I guess, created when it was mostly just boys playing football. Teaching them about treating girls and women with respect. Trying to put a stop to domestic violence,
harassment,
spousal abuse.
Right.
Well, mainly because like with what's coming on, you know, with the NFL football players where they're hitting their wives.
Right.
You know, so that's how this started, was to try to teach them at a young age in high school to respect women, and then understand that that's not right.
Right.
And it's weird because it seems like you have to be explicit. You have to say, do not do this. Because then maybe they think in their own mind that that's normal. And, you know, then another thing that I talk to the kids about is, you know, not picking on kids. Especially at the teenage level. I mean, they're very impressionable where...
Right.
The worst thing, you know, is a kid taking their own life, which I know last year, it didn't have to do with bullying, but, you know, the kid took his life in another school and it affected everybody. Like, and then the kids in our school, it's a rival school, but the kids in our school, it affected them. And, you know, that's hopefully that, you know, if we can save one life with our message,
right?
You know, then it's worth it.
Yeah,
it's worth it. But, yeah, if you see somebody out there and, you know, just say hello, even something that simple, just, hey, how are you doing?
Or, if you see somebody get bullying, step in and say something or tell somebody.
Yeah. And then what we tell the boys at Boys to Men is tell an adult.
Tell somebody.
You're at a school, tell a teacher. It's okay to tell when it's coming, when it's this.
You're not a snitch.
Yeah. You're helping that person.
You're saving somebody's life.
Yeah. If you look at that perspective of that person, what they're going through, you're helping that person.
Right.
Don't look at the bully's perspective and say, oh, I don't want that person to think I'm a snitch. No. Help that person, you know? We all share the earth, you know? We're all family and in the greater scheme of things. And help out. Say hello. Smile. And then those of you who are listening that need a friend, hit us up. Slip into our DM.
Yes.
So again, your face is a DM.
All right.
And that's what you hit us up with. You hit us up on our Instagram and you say, your face is a DM. And then we'll have a conversation. We'll be friends. Yeah. And then as always, thank you guys for listening to the episode. My name is James Mane. As always, I am with Russell Kealoha.
Goodbye, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you for listening to the podcast. God bless you and good night.